Blog Talk Radio.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Mama's gonna keep baby healthy and clean.
so high.
Good evening, America and the rest of the world. Welcome to Resistance Radio 2. Joseph Bernard, our host, is having some audio problems, so it appears that you're stuck with Virgil Fragus and myself, Russ Hoagie. For now, Hurricane Ann will be joining us a little later. Hope everyone's warm and dry. How are you doing this evening, Virgil?
Oh, we're a little bit cold. We got the central heat going, and we using our redneck heater, basically the oven with the door open, but we got it comfortable inside. A little bit freezing. We're going to leave the water running tonight, so I ain't got to fix no busted pipes, even though they are in the attic, but they got some coming out of the ground. So,
yeah.
But other than that, what do you think about Miss Kamala Harris' presidential bid, Gunny?
Well, you know what? I actually think she did her best work on her back, at least according to her mentor, the man who got her started in politics. And she's just another socialist, seeing how far left they can go with this health care for all, and don't worry how you pay it, and you don't want to have to deal with your own insurance and your doctors, because if it's government health care, well, everybody knows there will be no waiting on lines. You'll be able to walk in there and get your problems taken care of immediately. It's just we're reading right out of Dr. Seuss's manual for herding cats, is my opinion on it.
Well, I believe we're going to have a little bit of an issue and question and have to question her legitimate citizenship to the United States, because from what I'm looking at, her parents were immigrants, and she is registered as a Canadian citizen. So,
yes, well, yes, but you know what? No one, especially the election commission or Republicans, don't care about that, because we all know they allowed Barack Hussein Obama to become president. So, we keep thinking that, you know, they're going to obey and follow the law and the Constitution, and they have absolutely no intent on doing that, whether it's Democrat or Republican. So, it's going to be just like, Obama. If you say anything about her citizenship, well, you're just a racist bigot.
Well, she's running as a black, but she is she's really Asian. She's really from India, of Indian descent. That's kind of, well, I mean, you know, with the, I can identify with whatever I want to be these days, you know, but, you know, I mean, that needs to be pushed as perpetrating a fraud right there. And so, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll find Ginsburg's body somewhere, and we'll get another Supreme Court justice, and we'll be able to knock this one out of the park before it even gets pitched.
Well, you know, I'm just you brought that up. People thought I was kidding when I posted that the other day there on my page. Stuff, but I'm not. Nobody that I'm aware of has heard a word from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's been absolutely no media coverage. And, you know, they were talking about how sick she was and she got sick and all that. But I'm starting to think that the Democrats are hiding a corpse to keep that seat occupied.
Either that, or she's in some kind of assisted medical care situation, because she did take with pneumonia, And at her age, that can be very, very dangerous. So,
well, I mean,
it remains to be seen.
If her health is that bad, she's incapacitated, she can no longer serve. Am I incorrect in assuming that?
I'm correct in assuming that, but this is the move the goalpost era in American history. The goalpost has been moved so many times. I mean, you got two agents that go and arrest a Unabomber, but you got 20, 30 agents that go arrest somebody in his house with just him and his wife, and they terrorize him. And then you have an individual who repeated, several individuals that repeatedly lied under oath that are still walking the streets. So, it's just, laws on the books are fine and dandy. But if you do not intend to fairly enforce those laws in America, then you have no laws. I mean, there is no law.
Well, basically, what we have here is tyranny and basically a dictatorship where the law only applies to us peasants. And the FBI doesn't enforce the law anymore. They enforce an agenda. I mean, the FBI is corrupt from the top.
I will agree with that.
They are, and I don't think the DOJ is in much better shape. I mean, that is two major agencies that are completely, irreputably corrupted. And I mean, we're at the pivot point, Virgil. We are at the pivot point. There is no more Fed City. There's no more, we'll work it out this next election, whatever, that kind of stuff. Those days are gone. I mean, right now, with everything you see going on, and I know you think as tactically as I do, they are slowly but surely taking out all the resistance one person at a time.
Well, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that one bit. Like I said, it's very sad in the country that I live in, a country where more people raise an unbelievable amount of hell behind a blown football, a call at a football game, than what's going on that affects their lives day to day in this country. I just can't believe this.
Oh, I'm
right.
Right.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep, it's I was sitting here listening.
Well,
one of the things I've noticed about Harris is that her strategy that she was actually using, have you noticed, the same speech that Adolf Hitler gave?
Well, we can hear
kind of
you, but we can't understand you.
Yeah,
we can hear you, but we can't understand you.
Okay, how's that now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but the word you're cutting out.
Okay, I'm trying, guys. I have audio issues, but I'm trying. Keep talking.
Are you on that microphone again?
No, it sounded like he was on the speaker, on his phone or something. But anyway,
super glue it to your nose. It might be better.
Yeah, hold one finger in the air and stand on one foot. That helps sometimes. But no, Virgil, I agree with you. One wholeheartedly, 100%. People can lose their minds over a damn football game. I mean, completely, totally, oh my God, the world's going to end. My team got robbed. It was a bad call. We demand that the game be replayed. But and they can probably name you down there every player on their favorite football team, but they can't tell you who their congressman or senator is.
Well,
or most of them can't name the three branches of government, Virgil. And this is where we're at, and these people aren't going to do anything. And by the time they wake up to what's going on, it's going to be over.
Well, I voiced my opinion to one of my state representatives about how disgusting I thought they were. All of the state representatives in Louisiana, including the governor, wrote this, Roger Goodell, and about the game and everything else. They letters of protest and everything else. But I haven't heard, seen anything about them writing Governor Cuomo in New York about their disgust on this new abortion law that they passed. And I just told them that shows everybody and me, you know, me, where your priorities lie. Where your priorities lie. Because if you were any type of leadership, if you were any type of representative of the people, you would know that whenever the state of Louisiana requests highway funds from the government, any type of federal funds, we have to go through the hoops and bullshit of filing what is called a comprehensive safety program. Joseph, is that you with all that background noise?
I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything
okay.
coming from him.
Well, yeah, I was catching it. But you have to file, anytime you get federal funding for anything, you have to file what's called a comprehensive safety program. You know, like what you're going to do to keep people safe if you spend our federal money on a park or road or infrastructure or whatever. Okay.
Right, right.
I have yet to see any abortion clinic file a comprehensive safety program for the federal money that they get, you know, and that is a violation of federal law. That is a violation. You cannot get the money until you file a comprehensive safety program. What is their contingency plan if one of these procedures goes wrong and causes the female's life to be placed in danger, whether internal bleeding or a heart attack or they over-medicated or with anesthesia? What is their contingency plan? They have none. They have none. But Louisiana filed a bill that says only licensed physicians can perform abortions, and they must have a hospital representing them on standby in case something goes wrong. But other states aren't doing this. No other state is doing it. I guarantee you New York is not doing it.
Well, Virgil, the point is you're missing – the government is involved in is in bed with them as much as anything. Planned Parenthood gives a big chunk of that money we give them back as donations to candidates and that kind of stuff. But the point everybody's missing, Planned Parenthood has turned into nothing about murdering children for body parts, stem cells, the whole nine yards. That is the most ungodly, evil, absolutely demonic operation there has ever been. And they operate right out in front of everybody. And you've got the Democrats going around saying it's about women's rights and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, and what really gets me is all these Christians. Oh, yes. Where are they? Neither one of them stands up for any fucking thing. And I'm sick of them. I'm sick to death of the whole damn lot of them, Virgil.
Well,
really
they're scared. They're scared to death now. Oh, yes. But they are scared to death. And I'm going to tell you why. The last time we had a big hoopla about Planned Parenthood here, the Baton Rouge Women's Clinic. Okay, there's a big protest, big everything, big this. And these big corporations that were behind this clinic got together and they hired lawyers and they sued the shit out of these religious organizations like you wouldn't believe. And it scared them off. It scared them off, you know. And plus they passed all these kind of legislative rules now. If churches get involved with political this or political that, they can lose their tax-exempt status.
And, Dad, yeah. You just hit the nail on the head, my friend. That's all these fucking so-called Christian leaders care about anymore is their damn tax exemption status. It doesn't matter about what's right. It doesn't matter about what's wrong. It doesn't matter about speaking the truth. None of that matters. They've got to protect that exemption so they can line their fucking pockets. I mean, it is the most ungodly shit I've seen in my lifetime, Virgil. I swear it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot of your bigger churches, your bigger evangelistic, you know, churches and everything. Oh, yes. You know, like your Jimmy Swaggerts, you know. What was the other ones that they sent to prison and all?
Him and then you got Jim Baker, Joel Osteen, all those fucks, you know.
But, you know, it's like I said, I just didn't come to the interpretation, you know, my personal feelings about abortion, it's I've looked into some of the procedures that are done with these things, and I've looked into what the experiments that Dr. Joseph Mengele did in Auschwitz, and that's where this comes from. And a lot of these procedures. And I just didn't come to the realization, well, personally, I think it's disgusting. I think these people are degenerate animals, but I put them in the category of cannibals. And because if liberals want this and liberals participate in this, okay, all they're doing is helping me kill my future enemies. You know, I know that's cold-hearted. I know that's just downright monstrous of me to say, but I am a realist. I do not subscribe to religion because the majority of religious entitlement is a bunch of bullshit. I do have belief. I keep my beliefs to myself because, you know, some people are like Archie Bunker. You know, you don't argue politics, religion, or anything else because you're not going to convince them to come over your way. But all I can see is this. Let them have the same-sex marriages. Let the dykes lick each other. Let the fags stick each other. And if they want to have abortions, fine. You know, if I ever go to one of these protests, my sign is going to be liberals killing future abortion, liberals killing future liberals. Thanks for the help. Because my goal is to eliminate every liberal in this country. I want them eliminated. I want them expunged. I want them dead in a ditch, cremated, and their ashes shot into space. Because they are nothing but a disease. They're a disease worse than cancer, polio, diphtheria, whooping cough, measles, mumps, or chicken pox, or smallpox. They're a disease.
That they are. they're a cancer on this country. They really are. And
amen.
I mean, and but the thing of it is, they will cheat, lie, steal, do anything possible to get power, and we're sitting here like dumbasses trying to play by the rules. And
I will give you this, Russell.
You've got to get down just as dirty. Virgil, how do you defeat your enemy?
By any means necessary. By any means necessary.
And the only, there is no negotiated peace. The only way there is peace is through victory. And that means that when you, and that's why these wars drag on to feed the industrial military complex the way they do. Because it's all ching, ching, ching. Everybody's making money. And the lives of our troops, the damage to their minds, their bodies, none of that matters. It's all about ringing that cash register up. And the only way, and the last time we did was World War II. You have to kill your enemy and kill them and keep killing them until they absolutely beg for the killing to stop. That is the only way you achieve victory. There is no such thing as a negotiated peace. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit we've ever been fed.
Okay. What you said about the ching, ching, ching with the military, prime example of that. I'm going to give you several prime examples of ching, ching, ching with the military. Number one, look up the history and development of the Bradley fighting vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This was an in-house development. In-house development. That cost the American taxpayer somewhere around $2 billion to develop this thing.
Yep. Yep.
And it is such a hunk of junk that even the Israelis, when they gave these things to the Israelis, they completely dismantled them and redid them. They redid them because they knew, they saw what they were. Okay. Another thing. Okay, Mr. Coffee, do you know Mr. Coffee was given a contract to develop a coffee pot for the B-52 bomber? Each one of these coffee pots costs $7,000.
Yep.
Okay. If the cabin suddenly depressurizes and kills the entire crew, this thing will make coffee. If the plane is hit by a heat-seeking missile, this thing will make coffee. If the plane goes down and crashes into a fiery mess and hunk of junk, this thing will make coffee. And this is what our taxpayer dollars have been spent on. And it comes down, it all comes down to the almighty dollar, the circle. I mean, the United States government, this appropriations committee, which they now have the worst people in the world on this thing, is the biggest pyramid game in the world. And who's suffering for it? The American people. They're not suffering for it. We're suffering for it. I mean, if you get elected to Congress or get elected to be a senator, you have just inherited a cash cow. No, I mean, it's no different. And, I like my sheriff. I love my sheriff to death in his parish and whatever. But it's just like when you get elected sheriff in these counties and in these parishes. You would not believe the power that these people have. I mean, you really look, you would not believe the power these people have. And you would not believe the money that is changing hands. We got a district attorney right now in this parish under federal investigation behind hiring off-duty sheriff's deputies to do traffic stops And no matter what speed you were going, the ticket is $147. And if you pay the ticket, it won't end up on your record. Well, some people got to checking, and they were going to fight the tickets, and the tickets weren't even being filed with the clerk of court's office. It was just a money grab scheme.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just too much political corruption behind a dollar. You know, every senator and congressman should be forced to wear pants without pockets, because if you got pockets, you're gonna want to put something in them. You know, and it needs to stop. It needs to stop.
Oh yeah, and going on with that, all these no-bid contracts and stuff like that. Let's talk about KBR, aka Halliburton, over in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
The
laundry, to do the troops' laundry. The troops wasn't allowed to do their own laundry now. You put them in your laundry bag and you took them over to the KBR Washington Center, however, and they charged the government $100 a load to do laundry. I'll do laundry.
Oh, yes. I almost went to work for one of those companies. I almost went to work driving a truck over there.
Uh-huh.
Guaranteed $175,000 a year job.
Yeah.
You know, and but my wife overruled me on that. But I mean, some of the contractors over there, I've talked to them, and they told me electricians, God, Lord, have mercy. You would not believe what an electrician was making over there. And, a truck get a flat? Oh, well, they didn't worry about it. They just got another truck. They wouldn't worry about changing a flat. They just bought a whole damn new truck.
They leave all that shit behind.
Because it's cheaper to buy new than it is to load it up and ship it back. But you notice they ship those tanks back to be refurbished. You notice they ship them Chrysler Abrams tanks to be back to be shipped.
Yeah.
To be repaired.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the corruption is just so overwhelming. I know you look into that kind of stuff. I do too. And after a while, you just get numb to it. I mean, it's just so staggering that you get numb to it. You go, well, shit, you know. Let me find my surprise face. You know, it's just unbelievable, man. Just truly unbelievable the amount of corruption we see every day.
Well,
it just, and
if I may get in trouble for saying this, but we as Americans, each and every one of us, you know, every April 15th, we're the biggest fucking fools in the world.
Yep.
We're the biggest fucking fools in the world, filing them income taxes.
Yeah, and we continually allow our government to steal from us. Why? Because we're scared of the government. Oh, I will give whatever they want. I will give 30%, 40% of what I make. They let me keep after you pay your state income tax and your city sales tax and this and that, your driver's license. And the insurance that they force you to buy, which is unconstitutional. I'm talking about on your vehicles now. And if you think of all that, they probably let you keep maybe 30%, 40% of what you make. And they want more of that. Now, the Democrats will go, well, we got to have more of that shit. Y'all aren't giving enough.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing is, average people can go to Jackson Hewitt, H&R Block, Tax Time, these once a year, open the door, get your money, file your W-2s, whatever. People like me, we got to go to a CPA. We got to sit down and we got to go through every little scrap of paper, every toll receipt, every fuel receipt, every meal receipt, every repair receipt. And we have to figure all of this out, what's deductible, what's not deductible. And then after all of this, after all of that, I still have to pay.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm an American citizen. I'm an American citizen. I have to be scrutinized, background checked, fingerprinted, give urine samples, blood, drug tested, and all of this just to travel from state to state in my own country to make a living. And it's just getting to the point where I'm just going to say the worst thing in the world that a Marine can say out of his mouth. It's getting to the point where I'm going to say, fuck it. And because I'm not getting any younger. You know, 30 years in prison, that would be a life sentence for me. No hope of making parole or whatever. 20 years probably would be a life sentence for me. So, I mean, it's just getting to the point. As I get up in years, I start getting these wild thoughts, and I start having these crazy nightmares, dreams, and everything else. And I'm looking at them as omens. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to make the news one day. I'm going to make the news one day. You know, I mean, I see myself. In my full gear with other patriots with me, and we've got all of these liberals, all of these people in Congress sitting on the floor at gunpoint, and we're watching them, and we're telling them to file out of the room. And this one dream I had is that Maxine Waters jumped up and started running her mouth about where are we going? Where are you taking us? What are we doing? And I say, oh, you want to know where you're going? And I pull out my Glock and I blow her head off and I say, you're going to fucking hell. Now, anybody else want to request information? And then they all start walking out. You know, that's the frame of mind I'm getting in, Russell. You know, call me a psychopath.
You know,
call me different. You know.
We see, the thing of it is people do not do a great example. A great example is Venezuela. Okay, we've talked about this several times and stuff like that. You had a beautiful country, vibrant economy. I mean, a gem in, you know, in Central America. I think that's Central South America. I mean, it was a gem. They had the Maduro takeover, and you know, he makes himself president for life. And, you know, the election was fraud. A lot of the same thing we see here. But people, and look how you got people leaving there by the drove. You got hundreds of thousands of people in the street protesting. You've got violence. You've got the country splitting. But people did nothing until there was no food left on the shelf, until the government had taken what they thought they were going to be allowed to keep. These fools, and you hit the nail on the head a while ago, Virgil. American Maduro, you're right, we are dumbasses too. We think, or they think, you and I know better, but most of, let me qualify it like this. Most of America think as long as they do what they're told, they're going to be allowed to keep their little pile. But you listen to this Kamala Harris, Cortez, friggin' Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we're going to repay them with tax breaks. And we need more money, and we're going to break the economy with health care for everyone. Virgil, that's $32 trillion over 10 years. That's basically every fucking dime of our gross national product a year.
Exactly. Exactly. These people have no concept of what is called disposable income. And when you talk about Venezuela, see, Venezuela elected another president, but he's not being allowed to take office because the military, and I don't know what he's paying the military with in Venezuela, they will not turn against the present tyrant, dictator, whatever it is, and enforce the election of the new president. And now you've got Russia that stuck their nose up in this. So
Russia has actually got their, as some people said they were Russian operators. No, they are not. They are actually Russian troops, bona fide military troops on the ground. They're their special ops troops, but they're not operators, right? They're not contractors.
Right.
But you have got Russian troops on the ground backing up Maduro. Let me move on here. Just one more second, okay. All right, and there's another kind of example. Okay, CIA comes out. CIA helped overthrow the government there to put an end to Maduro. The CIA is on this. Okay, so let's go and pop a government and do. Top of government, do all this kind of thing and stuff like that. But then they're going to turn right around and tell you that they couldn't stop Russia from meddling in our election. All right. What kind of fool do you have to be to believe that?
Oh, okay? Yeah. I mean, you got to be totally retarded to believe anything. Adding to that, now Al Gore is saying that the reason these caravans are coming from Central America is because of global warming. He's using everything in the world to push his global warming agenda. You know, I mean, Joseph, you still terrible. You still sound terrible. We can't understand nothing you're saying.
Yeah, that is the third word, Joseph. Are you on your phone?
No, not. I can't use my phone. So, how am I out, buddy?
You might want to call in and get on your phone regular. Just put it on speaker or whatever, because whatever you got going for it ain't working. It ain't working, brother. I'm gonna tell you. It sounds terrible.
Yeah, you really do, Joseph. I mean, we'll hear two or three words, and then it's garbled for five or six, then a word or two.
You sound like a Jamaican rapper that's stuttering.
But go on what you were saying there, Virgil.
I'll
tell you something else.
You know, it's like Al Gore with this global warming. He said, the reason the caravan's coming to America is because of global warming in Central America. And it's just one line of bullshit after another to overshadow what is really going on, what the CIA is doing, what other organizations, other members of the alphabet that we have never heard of before that do exist, that go around the world causing chaos and instability, for personal gain or whatever. And these private corporations, you brought up Halliburton, my God, if anybody thinks Halliburton has not hired mercenaries, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know,
What do you think? They give it a fancy name. They give it the fancy name, Blackthorn.
Yeah.
Blackthorn
yeah.
Security Services. Okay, all this is just around the world paid ex-Spetsnaz, ex-Special Forces, ex-Israeli Mossad, ex-secret police from these third world countries. Basically, they are bloodthirsty killers that will cut their mama's head off and eat cornflakes out of their fucking skulls. These are some fucked up people. They're trained killers. That's all they are, is death squads. And if you believe that Exxon and Shell and Mobil and Halliburton and Schlumberger have not hired these people to go into these countries and cause a bunch of chaos and kill people that don't want to sign contracts to get their drilling done and their mineral rights, give their mineral rights away, you are sadly fucking mistaken. You're a fucking idiot.
I tell you, I can guarantee you without a doubt. I can put my hand on the Bible and tell you that stuff goes on. I tell you that it does. I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Let's just say, I guarantee you, I promise you, my hand on the Bible, if that stuff goes on every fucking day. Every day.
Well, look at the movie Shooter. Look at the movie Shooter. You know, Bob Lee Swaggart, the big hero and everything else. Look at the movie Shooter. Look what look at the storyline that goes on here. You know, a death squad gets sent to Africa to annihilate a village so they can put a pipeline through and all of that shit. Okay, where do you think these people in Hollywood and all of that get these fucking ideas? Do you think they just think this shit up out of the blue? No, somewhere in the world this actually happened. And they're just putting a theatrical theme to it.
Without a doubt and stuff like that, I mean, how do you think Rhodesia became Angola, I guarantee you there was nothing but shooting.
Zimbabwe. Rhodesia became Zimbabwe,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's going on. I mean, you've got genocide going on in South Africa right now. I shouldn't say you gotta laugh because it's really a horrible, horrible thing going on there. But the point I was gonna make before I misspoke so sadly on that is that they are killing the only people that know how to grow food. That's how stupid these motherfuckers are.
Well, bring it back to the abortion issue. Bring it back to the abortion issue. Socialism. Bring it back to the abortion issue right there. You kill the people that grow your food, you're going to die. You kill off your offspring, your political ideas and your tribal ideology is going to die. You know, I mean, these people are unspooled. Something is wrong. I don't know whether it's in the water, whether it's in the air, whether it's divine intervention for a greater plan, for the greater good. I don't know what it is, Russell. But something, somewhere, somebody has thrown one hell of a fucking wrench in the gearbox of decency and morality and common sense, not only in America, but throughout the fucking world.
Yeah, well, I mean, you and I know what it is, and it's inherent. It's inherently evil. I mean, I'm like you. I believe in God. I have my relationship with God, my beliefs and my beliefs. But I have got absolutely zero fucking use for religion. None. Zero, zilch, nada. Not a bit, okay? None. But, I mean, the Bible right there tells you, man, that Satan runs the earth, and it's just becoming stronger and stronger because, and it comes right down to good people became scared and stopped studging up. And you know how that, what's that old saying that goes, the only thing that is necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing, and something like that, something along those lines. But that is the most valid statement that any philosopher has ever made, in my humble opinion.
Well, we become a society in America to where if you can't see it, smell it, touch it, or feel it, it doesn't exist. You know, and that is the indoctrination. It's not only of the kids today, but a lot of adults today.
Yes,
because
yes.
I get in arguments all the time about people, you know, I don't have make believe friends, and I don't believe in unicorns and all of this kind of stuff here, and the Bible, and I get in a big riff with a lot of Christians. You know, a lot of Christians want to quote the Old Testament. I said, if you're a true Christian, the Old Testament, other than the Ten Commandments, has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. Christianity is based on Christ. Christ is throughout the New Testament of the Bible. The Old Testament, y'all might as well throw that away. You know, because these Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't even come to my house anymore. Because I tear them down left and right. Because they want to flip flap from the Old Testament to Revelation. The Old Testament to Revelations. You know, you can't. Today's religion, if you are a modern Christian, today Christian, the Old Testament has nothing to do with anything Christianity. With anything Christianity. You know, if you look at the New Testament and the Old Testament, the New Testament condemns what they were doing in the Old Testament time and time again. So it's a matter. It comes down to hypocrisy with most Christians, especially the Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists are the worst. They are the worst. They are the biggest hypocrites in the world. And about this judgmentalness and all of this, and love thy neighbor and this, that, and the other. And it's just unbelievable. But in our society today, we have right now, it's not a battle of freedom versus tyranny in America. It's not a battle of unconstitutional people wanting to destroy the present Constitution. It's worldwide. This is a guerrilla war, good against evil. That's basically all it is. A guerrilla war of good against evil, and in a guerrilla war, you use whatever weapons that you have available, especially if your enemy leaves or gives you weapons. You use their weapons against them. You do not play by the rules anymore. The rules are out the window. It's a street fight. Anything goes. Lead pipes, bricks, kicking, biting, brass knuckles, whatever you got to use to win.
Yep.
And that was it. It has come down to in America, and people just don't realize that. People, oh, well, we have to take the high road in all of this. Well, let me ask you something. If you got a 20-millimeter Oerlikon gun loaded and ready to go, and you got troops coming at you, and they're coming to shove a stick of dynamite up your ass hot and heavy, you got a 20-millimeter Oerlikon to your right, and you got a slingshot to your left, I don't know which one you're going to grab, but I tell you what, I'm fixing to start making some boom, boom, boom with that Oerlikon.
Yeah,
I'm fixing to thread 10. I'm fixing to thread 10, 20 some bitches with one shot.
Look,
if I got to go out, I'm taking a bunch of the son of a bitches with me.
And you're exactly right, you know. And then you have, and I know I'm going to piss some people off here and stuff now. And then you have these militias and stuff like that. And, oh, we're ready to go, and they're all John Wayne and all that shit fucking all day long on fucking all these different media sites and all that kind of stuff. But I ain't never seen more motherfuckers crawfish before in my life. They keep drawing a line in the sand, and they keep backing up off of it. They'll draw.
Amen.
That's
why.
Gonna fight when they roll up in our yard with Abrams and APCs. You know.
Yeah, that's why I got away from, and I'm gonna call them out. I don't care if they call in the show and cuss me out or whatever. Okay, the Louisiana Patriots Militia. All right, that's why I got away from them. You know, they wanted to go to, I was a captain, and they were putting everything off on me. They wanted to go down to New Orleans for the monuments protest and all of this here and all of that there, you know, just to stand around and look pretty and get thrown piss balloons at, pepper sprayed and everything else. And we weren't, you know, we're not going down there to get in any conflict. Well, the city of New Orleans came out with an ordinance. See, Louisiana is an open carry state. But they came out with an ordinance that said that if we were carrying weapons, if there was any type of parade or protest going on, if we wanted to have weapons, we had to lock them up in our vehicles. And we couldn't carry them, or we would be arrested and charged for disturbing the peace. And I tried to debate that, and the first thing out of their mouths was, well, we stand behind the police officers. We're not going to buck the police officers, even if they're pushing an unconstitutional ordinance. They're violating your rights. I guarantee you, 50 of us show up down there loaded for bear with better weapons than what they got. They're not going to want to play World War II in the streets of New Orleans with us. Believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have bylaws. We have bylaws. We're not going to allow you to go down there. I told them, I said, you count me out. You count me out of every fucking thing. You're not going to send me down there and get my ass killed. Fuck you.
Hey, Virgil, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that stuff, but let's do this. Hey, Joseph, if you can hear us, why don't you take us a break, and after break, we've got Mike from Singapore. We'll bring him on and hear what he's got to say. So,
all right.
Joseph, you want to take us to break, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes, people.
We'll be back with Mike and Teddy the Wonder Lizard.
We got some music there, Joseph.
And the one, and the two, and the
two,
three. Let's
and
a go.
Three, yeah.
Let's a go, Joseph. Let's a boogaloo until we puke.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You don't want me to start singing, Joseph.
Want me to sing the rodeo song?
Oh, no. Tiny bubbles.
Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo. Hey, Russell, you ever heard of the Texas Hippie Coalition?
Texas Hippie Coalition.
Man, yeah, y'all ought to look up some of their music on YouTube. Y'all look up some of them. They're a pretty good band.
I have to check them out. Seems like I've heard that name somewhere. I don't guess Joseph's going to get us any music, huh?
Well, he better or they're going to cut us off if we don't take a break.
Yep. Joseph, can you hear us? Music.
Joseph. Walk into the light, Joseph. Walk into the light.
Come to the light. Come to the light, Joseph. Come to the light.
Oh, come to the keyboard. Come to the keyboard.
Hell, do something, even if it's Boy George.
Oh, and another thing. Another thing, Russell. Another thing. Y'all need to get on Ann's ass about snakes. I mean, good God Almighty. What is she going to do if she's out on a training op and a snake crawls across her foot or her legs or something? She's going to kill every fucking one of y'all trying to get out of the way.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that too. And what I get a kick out of is that these Rambos and stuff like that, you'll be moving along the creek, you know, in the creek. That's where you move, where you got your best cover and stuff. You move it down there, and one of these Rambo types walks into a spider web and about beats himself to death. The next two people close to him and makes enough noise to attract CNN.
Oh, yeah.
In the process.
Oh, yeah. That's the best place to set a tripwire. Best place to set a tripwire is find a banana spider's web and put it right up under there. That's
yep.
the best place to put it. Guaranteed
yep, yep.
body count.
yeah. Oh, shoot, man. We got, you get out to East Texas, you see a lot of those banana spiders and stuff out that way.
Oh, we have got those things. We have got, I've got an old piece of fishing rod duct taped to my four wheeler when I go through the woods to catch them. I mean,
oh, yeah.
these things get as big as a coffee saucer. I mean, they are something. They are something. You can damn near sight in your .22 rifle with them.
That's why, as I say, man, swamp's gonna be a good place to be when all this stuff touches all the stuff. Cause I guarantee you, ain't nobody from the UN going in there.
Oh no! Oh no! No, I guarantee you. The federal people ain't going in there. The Fed, the FBI. I guarantee you, they ain't going in there.
Oh, and we're talking about the CIA later and stuff like that. If you do catch a contract and you're operating out the country and stuff like that, they're easy to spot. They're real easy to spot. They're the ones walking around with their plates on in the fucking in headquarters. But anyway, I don't guess we'll go get any music, Virgil.
I don't even think we're on the air anymore. I mean, I guess it's just me and you talking. I mean,
I haven't heard Vlog Talk cut us off. You usually get that if they, we lose that and stuff. So, of course, I hadn't got a text from Joseph or anything either. Have you? Other than saying that, Mike.
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten anything from him, anything at all. I got a message says, "Can you hear me?" I'm gonna message him and tell him. Let me see.
Shoot him a text. See if we're still on.
I thought you were supposed to be taking this over.
Well, I was, but my laptop crashed, and I can't get another one till Thursday. It won't be here till Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. The government opened up. You getting your SSI check?
No. What it is, I ordered online because they want way too much for it in the stores and stuff like that. It's I found it online for $1,000, but anywhere you go, they want $1,600, $1,700 for it.
Even at Best Buy?
Yeah, even at Best Buy, man. My laptop, I've got available to run AutoCAD on it and what they call Trimble TVC, so I can process GPS observations and all that shit. So I got to have a high-powered one.
Okay, he says, I'm handling the switchboard. He said, yes, we're still on. So,
okay. Where the fucking music is.
Okay, he said, give him 5 minutes before the break, and he's going to try and get it on in 5 minutes, so I guess we'll just jaw-jack a little bit more. But I got my silent capture supposed to be coming in this week, so I can finish out my AR-10. First time I'm gonna try this thing out. I read the reviews on it. They said they're supposed to be very, very good. They said they're pretty much from what I understand that the military is trying to get them to Department of Defense is trying to get them to lower the price on them so they can put them in their M4s.
Did you hear that? We're not talking about the AK-762. We're talking about the equivalent 308. What is it? 7.62x51 or 52?
Yeah. 7.62x51.
Yeah. They've come out with a 100-round drum for that bad bitch.
I'm waiting. I know they got the 50. I know they got the 50-round, the 50-60-round drum from Magpul, but they won't weigh them. They got them things priced high as giraffe pussy. But I did find a 50-round drum that was $99. For it, but
yeah.
I'm gonna stick to the 25 round mags. I wish I could find the aluminum mags for it, but because I'm not much on P mags.
No, I ain't a big fan of P mags either and stuff like that. I just got through ordering some kits. I just got through rebuilding a bunch of mine.
But I'm real excited to try it out because I got one PMAG loaded with 25 rounds of 7.62-51 tracer, and I'm really wanting to try that binary trigger system out with those tracers in it. That's gonna look pretty cool.
Yeah, it ought to, man. I just laid out 260 bucks for a 72 stage trigger, 2 pound trigger pull, 2 stage,
uh-huh.
2 pounds each stage, 4
yeah.
pounds total.
Yeah.
So I'm anxious to stick that in my 308.
I've got one lower with a Geissel trigger system in it. I like it pretty good. It pops nice and crisp. But I just had to go with all the bells and whistles on this is my first 308 I built. So I had to go with all the bells and whistles on it. And I went with the binary trigger system. That was $402. Okay, to order that. I went. Brownells had a sale on the nickel bolts, the nickel bolt carrier groups. I got that for, believe it or not, $107.
That's what the 308 I just built. I got a nickel borium. VCG on that, man. And so I'm excited. I did that. I went with that Tiffany trigger system and stuff, gas block on it, stuff like that. I'm setting it up to run subsonic so I can run a can on it. So I'm excited to get that thing wrapped up here pretty quick. Are you there, Virgil? Hello? I got nothing here.
done to get us that creepy hula of hope for a destination.
And welcome back to Resistance Radio. This is Russ. Hody, we've got Virgil Stragus, hopefully still on the line. Joseph is still fighting audio difficulties. We're kind of trying to keep the show patched together here while we work through these problems and stuff like that. Hurricane's not going to make it in this evening. She's under the weather. The keto flu or whatever you call it. That's what that healthy eating will get you sick. But we'll carry on. Virgil, are you there? No, Virgil. All righty. Well, we had a caller, Mike from Singapore. Joseph, you want to put Mike on? All right, folks, seems like our technical difficulties are getting the best of us. We're going to work on them, try to get everything straightened out. We'll be back Monday night for sure, possibly Thursday night. Hope to see y'all, hear from y'all then. So everybody have a good evening, and we will be signing off here shortly. We'll be signing off here for the evening. Good night, America. Everybody be safe out there. And it's time to stand up, find something you believe in. The only way to defeat evil is to stand against it, speak against it, destroy it. So good night, America, and we'll see y'all, if not Thursday, Monday night for sure. This is Gunny Up.